Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Welcome back, Brolos!
How Woo-hoo. Are we? Welcome to Brothers Uncovered. That's Jordan.
I'm Perry, and over there is Ashley Banjo.
Whoa, stop. Soon to be very tanned. Ashley Banjo.
Yes.
Yeah, last week's NBA, obviously you lost it. Your choices were fake tan or...
Wear a corset. For the episode, which I'm really, really baffed why you didn't choose a corset.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. No, genuinely.
Considering you're going to have to tan yourself right now, because we was going to get a whole like spray tan, like mobile unit, get someone in to do it. And then we thought, do you know what? Let's make it a little more like personal for you. So we did manage to get a bottle of the good stuff.
How dark is it?
Well, it's called Incredibly Black.
Use. Oh, 1 minute.
Do you want to hear the description? Ultra powerful, 10x double dark bronzing lotion. And in quote marks, it's all about me. It's got skulls on it as well. Ooh. And if you can't see the packaging, it goes from light to, well, the only way to describe it is incredibly black on the bottom of the bottle.
Why has it got skulls on?
I don't know.
Because black's the colour of death.
Okay.
Sorry. I can't be incredibly black.
Lotion de bronzique.
What's wrong with that?
Protan.
That, let me, can I have a look?
So we just, listen, no one's asking you to strip off or anything.
Why is this bottle so like... But it's just, I don't know.
Lube.
It just feels a bit like...
It looks like you pick up in Soho.
Like Anne Summers-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does feel quite Anne Summers-esque.
Ultra powerful. How do I put this on? Firstly, it's not going... I'm not putting it over my face.
What?
It is going on your face.
It's got to go on your face.
It's not going on my face.
So, let me just clarify. Your MBE is to have tanned arms for
no,
that.
No, no, no.
That's what we all agreed on,
it said bodybuilder's tan.
Yes.
Bodybuilders don't work out their faces.
Okay. So don't work out their faces? What do you mean?
You don't work out, you don't go to the gym and work out your face muscles. So
they put tan on their face?
No, they don't work out their muscles.
That's not
the point. I'm trying to say that what I'm going to do is put the suntan, no, what is it? Incredibly black, where where muscles would be.
Okay.
Yeah?
And where your muscles going
to
be? Your forearms?
I'm going to go wrist to wrist.
You're doing your arms? Absolutely not.
No, I'll go across my shoulders.
Ash, you're putting it on your face.
I'm not putting it on my face.
Neck and face, that's it, of course. Neck, face and arms.
Neck and face, that's it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is a bodybuilder's tan is neck and face.
Oh, I mean, listen, if you want to do full body, like, no worries, we can set up and we'll get the spray gun in it, but I was just trying to make it a bit easier for you.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you want to be a dramatic little girl, no problem.
I don't think the moment you went and purchased Incredibly Black All About Me, you're making it easier for me. So let's just get rid of that straight away.
All right, so what do you want to do? Let me just clarify.
I am going to go.
No, Rick. What do you want to do?
Leave.
That's quite right, fair.
But what I'm going to do is put Incredibly Black all over my arms, chest. I'm gonna put Incredibly Black from wrist to wrist.
Okay.
All right.
But I mean, you have to sit with your tits out because we're gonna have to see your chest.
Yeah, we need to see it go wrist to wrist.
Please. Know? It's hard enough as it is.
That's my point.
So that's right, fair enough.
Just do arms and face.
Incredibly Black is not going on my face.
Okay, arms and neck.
Huh?
Arms and neck.
Arms and neck, yeah, right up to there.
Okay. I mean, what?
One side of your face, like George, the
bathroom, I'm putting it wrist to wrist. I'm going to commit, and that's what we're getting.
Okay, wrist to wrist and ears.
Well, can we get some gloves?
And ears.
We've got gloves. Because at the moment, you've still got a bit of bronze on you, I think.
What do you mean?
You're quite a pale mix raced a lot of the time. You're quite light. But like when it gets winter, you go almost sickly. but you've still got a bit of bronze on you at the moment from summer, so you're all right. Oh, gosh, that is awful to... I don't even want to hear
it. I weirdly feel like he's going to like it.
Come on, let's get tanning.
Get your boobies out. Look at all the tattoos. So many people haven't seen
those. Yeah, those people won't know you've got tattoos.
Look at you, covered. Absolutely smothered, mate.
Actually, it's not incredible.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you're going to be good.
That's calm. Rub it in.
You're going to be absolutely fine.
This is false advertising.
I think you should go face. I think if anything, it would do you a bit good.
That doesn't do anything.
Can I just quickly say, watching you just slowly lotion your tit while making eye contact is not a good start to... Stop looking at me.
Yeah, stop looking at him.
Stop rubbing your nipple. Like, stop. Why are you... This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. What? This is our NBA. This is a chat. I'm
okay. You welcome to my world. This is, I get roped into everyone's NBA all the time.
Yeah, but this is awful. I don't even want to look at it. I'm refusing to look at it. Just have hurry
a look.
Up.
Have a look.
Why are you taking so long?
I don't think this is tan.
Yeah, I think we bought in moisturizer.
There's no color at all.
There's nothing coming out. I know sometimes it takes a little while to develop, doesn't it? If he's managed to weasel his way out of another NBA, I'm going to be livid.
Do you want a bit more?
Yeah, you should do a bit more because that's... Yeah,
that's just a remnant, isn't it?
That's oh, that sounded...
That was awful.
Puffed on me.
Puffed? Who says that?
You know, yeah. Like...
Ash. Because you're gonna venture somewhere we can't come back from. With this freak in the middle. We have to be careful what we say because this freak in the middle will take it somewhere that we don't want to take it.
Oh,
and I say that with love.
No, and I'm freaking sick of that as well. Do you know how many people are commenting saying, you boys need to start answering my questions? You know, when we're in heat of conversation.
Oh, no! He just wiped the tan on Perry's face. Pell, be cool.
Pell, I'm sorry. It was like a, I couldn't help it.
I told you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right.
There it is.
Yeah, it's we're done. Right.
And once again, do you know what that is? Diverting the conversation.
No, let's get back to what you were saying. You're saying people are commenting. Saying
I
that we've
always
got to...
dish out fun questions and use breeze past them all the time.
I don't know if...
This is a three-way podcast.
Okay, let's clarify something. I do think that your questions are fun in a certain capacity. But if we take last week's, for example, it was quite scrotum and foreskin heavy. And
yes, but I had a dog that looked like a scrotum on me.
Yeah, and you didn't need to say that with the owners in the room. You
then
know.
Okay, then tell me what else we're going to talk about.
What else was we going to talk about?
Yeah.
How about not scrotum? Ash, what's wrong now?
Oh, no.
The instructions did say don't apply to your face. Yeah, I did read that earlier.
Jude.
It says in bold, do not apply to your face.
It says potentially may irritate the eyes, but, you know.
And it also says... Darkness is not just turning down the lights. Find complete synergy with this ambitious bronzing formula and make everyone gorgeous of your incredibly black allure.
Incredibly black allure.
Hopefully.
Well, I'm just hoping this isn't one of them ones that go super dark in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see.
But we don't ignore you. I did hear what you were saying. We don't ignore you.
I don't think we ignore you. I just think that we struggle to...
Okay,
well, from now on...
If I come out with one of those questions, do you answer?
If you have a weird question, we will answer it.
Well, no, it's not a weird question. It's in topic with what we're talking about.
Well, it's not. It's the words from the topic put into a weird thing.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Okay, whatever.
Do you know how many people come up to me and say, oh, like, you know, I love the podcast, you know, I'm Pell. You know, Pell is just, you know.
No filter.
Unhinged.
He's unhinged.
Okay, that's the point of this. That's why we're sat here.
No.
All right? To show the real us.
Yeah, exactly. And the real you is unfiltered and unhinged.
So when we don't answer, we're actually... You know,
we're protecting ourselves
protecting and protecting what? You.
And you, kind of.
You're worse than me.
It's like having a podcast with Steve-O from Jackass. Do you know what I mean? Like you just say stuff.
That's fun.
No, it is, but it's like I worry about you on a day-to-day level now.
What?
I do worry about you on a day-to-day level.
Are you not jealous?
What, talking about foreskins a lot. I'm going to say not jealous.
Really?
Talk about your comments, to be fair. I had quite a few comments from the last episode because everyone seems to be supporting you.
Yeah, of course they are. They're because like, I'm left out.
Perry's hilarious. We should answer his questions. I'm like, fine. You know, I'll admit, today, I commit to answering your questions.
Good.
I'm saying it now.
Good.
All right, you come out with an unhinged one, I commit to answering it. The one I had a lot of comments about was everyone taking the mick out of me because I didn't realise it, but apparently I said the term, I'll be transparent, quite a lot. To the extent that I'm actually getting comments just randomly on my TikTok, or I'll get tagged in a comment and it'll be like, oh, I don't know, it'll be like a conspiracy theory. It'll be at Jordan Banjo. You wouldn't mind being transparent about this, would you?
I've actually got some of these comments.
So you're aware.
You said transparent at the start of this episode.
You're lying!
Yes, did he? Yes, he did. And I thought, I'll absolutely take note of that. This is fantastic. A few comments we've had so far. Jordan is in his transparent era. That's our first.
That's a good one.
I wish Jordan was just a bit more transparent with us.
Okay.
And my personal favourite, with the amount of times Jordan said, I'm going to be transparent here, he may as well be a glass of water.
Okay.
Which is also pretty fantastic.
I'm going to be transparent right now. Ready? There we go. How about that? All right. Because I can't help that I said transparent quite a lot.
I might start tallying up.
All right. So far I'm on one. Yeah.
No, because technically you were transparent with the finger. You were transparent at the start,
right,
you didn't clock, and now you're transparent with the finger.
One, because the finger, I didn't actually say the word. I just got my middle finger out to whoever made that thing about me being a glass of water. All right? Because that's quite hurtful. Secondly, I can't believe I said it at the start of this episode because I was actually quite annoyed that I've been saying it a lot last episode.
Yeah.
So let's call it. What do I get? One an ep? Let's say the aim is one an ep.
Why don't you just try and not say it?
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll tell you what. Here's one. How about
we're
this, pal? How about
on
this?
Two so far.
No,
if you,
one.
If you say if you say transparent one more time,
yeah,
you get the MBE. Come on. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
How are you two just shaking on that?
You have to be.
Fine, look, let me be translucent. I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
It's an awful idea.
It's funny. It also trains your brain to get out of that same pattern of
you can do this
speech.
Okay.
Which is pretty fun.
Sick.
All right.
I got one for you as well.
Yes.
We need like a pretend, what do you call it? Lever.
Train horn?
No, like a lever, like a button. And whenever we push that button, you just give us an unhinged question.
Oh.
Just go back, just out of nowhere. You just ask it. And he said he's going to answer.
Okay, so, sorry. He gets to do what he wants to do.
Yep.
And I end up having to do an MBE just because I can't help someone saying a word.
Yeah. You're getting it. I'll tell you why.
And people in the comments say that I'm not basically victimised on this podcast. You two are horrible to me on this podcast.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Don't even
get out
try
of here.
It.
That's victim mentality right there.
Ooh.
It is.
Exactly.
It is. Look, and that's the reaction of a victim. That's exactly what it is. Look.
I am a victim.
We're trying to make this successful. People in the comments complaining about your use of the word transparent. Your overuse of it.
Wow, that's what I'm not talking.
Well, you have to because we've got to make the oath. Is that all right?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. We swear. No. Speak up. Speak up.
I fancy it now.
You have to.
Come on.
3, 2, 1.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, transparency, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Done.
All right.
Well done, Jordan Banjo.
Come on, George, you can do
this. So let me just clarify, he didn't say morals.
No.
He did say morals for once, but he did say the other word.
What word?
Oh, actually, you said transparency. I'm allowed to say that. Ooh, I couldn't say.
Very good.
Okay.
So,
but well done though. But you see how this is good for you.
Okay, so basically, we're taking out any word that I use too frequently, which is that one. And I do say this a lot. Let me clarify. I know I say that a lot.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, you realise you've made that harder for yourself.
No. I just want to be honest. I nearly said it.
Oh, pal. Unhinged. Come on, give him one.
That's hard. That's pressure.
It's hard. It's really hard.
It is a lot of pressure on me.
Just let your brain run free.
No, because that's my point. He's unhinged.
What kid's your favourite?
Okay. This is what I mean. I don't have a favourite. I've said it before.
You committed to answer.
I've said it before, and I'll be completely honest. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I really do say it a lot. I went to say I'll be completely...
Yeah.
My favourite child is whichever one is behaving the best at the time.
Fine. So what one's behaving worse right now?
Do you know what? All of them are behaving quite well at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, all of them are behaving
quite
well.
So out of
those
three, then, what one's your favourite? Go on, just do it. They don't watch the pod.
Do you know what? They know stuff about the pod.
What do they know about the pod?
Because sometimes their mum listens to it on the school run.
Well, guess whose issue that is? Their mums. Turn it off on the school run.
No.
Yes.
I don't have a favourite.
Do you think parents have favourite kids?
Yeah.
Like,
look at you two.
I don't think I.
I don't think I.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant look at us two. Like, my mum has a favourite.
No.
And I'm, the way that you laughed and I automatically felt hurt shows that it's probably true.
That's not what I was going for at all.
Do you think parents have favourites?
I think some parents do. I won't lie. There'll be some days when I'll be like, oh, that one is getting on my pip. Like, they're just misbehaving or they're in a bad mood or this and that. So when I say I have a favourite, sometimes I have a least favourite one when I'm like, you're being a little bit, you're being a bit rude today.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't have a favourite. Genuinely, I actually don't have a favourite.
Because most people say it deep down, if they were really, really honest, parents have a favourite.
And I actually do say hand on heart. I nearly said something then. Right.
Go on.
What words did I say? Right, whatever. Genuinely, I don't have one. And I'm not trying to say that to sound impressed, but I actually don't know. I don't have a favourite child.
Yeah, fair enough.
Me neither. I don't. I just thought he was funny.
I think he does.
Sounds like he's got a favourite.
Yours is... I don't know if that's an easier pick or harder because you only got two.
Yeah.
So one's really left out if you say anything.
He's such a piece of work.
Do your kids listen to the pod? No.
Right. Should we... No, they do actually.
Yeah.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Oh,
that's bad parenting from us both because both our kids listen to the pod.
I don't let my kids listen.
Don't let me listen to the pod, no?
Absolutely not.
Do you know what? Something I want to ask you, actually, talking about kids, favourite kids. Do you think one day you'll want to have kids?
Yeah, I do want to have kids. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I think that's so nice. Yeah. I think that's so nice. I don't know why, because sometimes I feel like, oh, is Pell in the zone of he's like, nah. Because it's more common now. Mm. Do you know what I mean? People just choose, like, saying, no, I just don't want to have kids and stuff.
Of all the people I know, you and Jess are the people that I could imagine to
be like, yeah, we're just going to be happy and do a really clean
house. All the edges of just like everything's just minimal.
That'll piss me off, man.
That's that will stress
I want the mess.
You're very house proud, which I think most people are. But when you have young children, you kind of have to admit defeat to a certain level that everything's not going to be tidy and lovely and not have stuff drawn on it.
I can just put them in one room.
You can try it. I don't think that'll work in the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You heard of prison. Prison do it pretty well.
You'll miss the mess when it's gone.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
I don't know if I will.
I don't know if I'll miss the mess.
You will.
You ever had like a yo-yo bear stuffed inside one of your shoes? Yo-yo bear's like a... It's like a... I'll say it's like a healthier fruit winder, isn't it? A yo-yo bear.
Oh, parents those ones. On,
like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everyone of them like smushed into your shoes and stuff. See, that's
the stuff I'm not really ready for.
But that patch, I'd say, is actually quite short. Because you're like, Cass and Mimi, they're 7 and 6. I'm saying they're not doing stuff like that. Where Trey, he's only 2. He's still in the kind of just get a snack and then maybe just like mush it on the table.
I think I don't want like Wotsits on my sofa.
Yeah, and that's when you try and be like, no, we only have snacks in the kitchen. And he'll be like, okay. And then he'll walk out and he's somehow managed to like smuggle one out and he's sat on the sofa rubbing Wotsits in.
So someone said then that you had to have that for the rest of your life. That was your entry point for kids. What's it smushed into the sofa, yo-yo bears in your shoe, mess everywhere. That was it. Would you do it?
Or not have kids? No, because I think
you'd
definitely do it.
Exactly.
I think you can only say that once you've experienced having kids. I think for Pell, where he has experienced that side.
No, I know you have to say yes, but... Stress me out, man.
No. Kids being messy can be stressful.
Even really.
Yeah, but man. Even to other kids... Do you know what I mean? Because like where Cass is a little bit older now, my oldest is 7, Trey, my youngest, will like go in his room. And like if Cass is like, oh, okay, he's downstairs. If Trey goes in his room, he'll pull open the drawers, he'll grab stuff. And I find myself apologising for Trey because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have let him go in the room. It was an accident. But if Trey gets like hold of his pens, like on my son's wall, he's got drawing all over his wall from his little brother. And that stresses him out because obviously he just wants his room. It's his bedroom. And you feel like obviously someone's just invaded your space a bit.
I remember once I was driving with Micah in the back of the car and I can't even remember exactly what he was eating, like maybe like a croissant or like one of them, like a, you know, one of those, oh my gosh, those like bacon and cheese turnovers from the petrol station.
Sweet Lord, from the BP.
Wild
Bean Cafe.
I think it might be one of them. I don't know what that noise banging. Was, but that's the noise. That's what it feels like to eat one. Mm. Anyway, Micah was eating one in the back and I said to him, don't make a mess in the back of the car.
You know? And you gave him a pastry?
Gave him a pastry.
Smart. Oh.
But to be fair, I looked in the mirror. Now, I don't know if I'm a softie or whatever. It broke my heart, right? I looked in the mirror as I was driving. He was going,
oh, bless him. Oh. Like,
and he had his hand under his mouth and he was taking little bites. And it made me go, and I was like, Mike, eat it, enjoy it, mate. Make a mess.
Oh, bless him.
And I was I was like,
tell him to have a word with my kids because I'll find an apple core stuffed down like the windowsill bit. Like they don't. Yeah, they're savage.
George picks me up in the morning. That car's crazy.
Okay, don't start.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's like sitting in a lunchbox.
It's a lunchbox with wheels.
It's like sitting in a lunchbox.
It is.
Yeah.
And that, shall I tell you what I don't get? Because I'll be like, bring your rubbish out of the car. And I see him physically do it. So I'm like, where has the extra rubbish come from?
It's crazy.
Like, how have you just accumulated?
When me and Jordan walk around together, you can smell us. You know? Right. We smell like dinner ladies.
That is awful.
Oh my God.
Okay, my car is clean now.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Something we haven't spoke about a lot on the pod that I didn't want to actually speak about. Because I feel like sometimes people will see, obviously, Ash on TV doing a lot of stuff, us on TV as well, like Gogglebox or whatever, or us on Kiss, or us on social media, or opening studios, or doing whatever, all that cool stuff. One thing I would say that we don't actually do a lot of is events, like red carpet events. And I will be honest and say it right now. Perry knows this. Ash probably knows this about me as well. I can't stand them. I find them so highly awkward. Mm. Like, because there's a lot of celebs you see, or like influencers, celebs, people in general, like, probably love the idea of going to like a red carpet event. You get to dress up, you get to see loads of cool people. The event normally itself is, there's normally like drinks and food, and it's quite a cool, nice thing. I just get like super anxious at the thought of it.
People don't realise that you queue up for a red carpet, don't you?
Mm. Yeah.
It's just, you're in that weird milling zone where you're like, I could stand here for 15 minutes and then take a photo, or I could go in.
I could just go straight. Like, should I tell you one thing I think a lot of people don't realise is, when you queue up at them red carpet events, it's normally to go onto that like step and repeat board. You know, when you see all the, if you read an article about a celeb in the newspaper and they stand there, I don't know, like flipping Fort Park Fright Night thing, and they're just in front of the board, it's like, right. When there's like loads of paparazzi there, right? There's loads of paps. I always feel really sorry when someone walks in, right? And there's loads of pictures, and then someone else walks in straight after you hear, yeah, cheers, mate, off you. It's so destroying.
You know what it is? It's like those red carpets, and unless you've done them in the past, it's hard to explain, but they're almost like this. They like pull back the veil a little bit. They're like a sort of like test of your popularity.
And
it sort of makes you feel like, it's almost like a sort of, it gives you sort of like a value in a weird way. Without getting too deep on it, you turn up and then people, like, you know, celebrities in brackets, people queue up. And it's like, they'll wait for the picture, they'll wait for the interview. How many snaps did I get? Who looked the best? Like, people are treated differently. And it's like, that's why I despise red carpets.
Even, shall I tell you what? Because you haven't even been on this side. You've been there as the person who, like, they want to take pictures of, or they want to interview. Me and Perry went through a stage of being like the red carpet presenters, right? Mm. So where you're trying to get people to interview, mm-hmm. and even you'd be there, it'd be like you, and they'd be like, I suppose, like a cameraman and someone who's going to be like, okay, we want to speak to this person and that person. They've got a little clipboard of the celebs who are there. And sometimes, I don't know, someone can walk down the carpet who you're quite interested in talking to. Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, don't worry about him.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, man. And they're like, oh, get that person. And you're like, just because they're a bit controversial or whatever. And you're like, I don't, the whole thing, like you said, it just feels a bit icky. I don't mean ick, like it gives me the ick. I mean, it just feels a bit like, ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel a bit like,
it's false.
The whole thing feels a bit false. Yeah. I just never enjoyed it.
It looks glamorous on the surface, but for me, it's like the least glamorous sort of like shiny thing you'd want to do.
Like, we're all grown adults, and it feels like you're back in school in a popularity contest.
That's what it is.
That's literally how it feels.
It's like the playground.
And it's not nice.
And most of the time it can be so untrue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not about that. But then when you're in that environment, you take it as like gospel.
Yeah.
A bit like, oh, maybe I'm not, or I am.
And it's awful.
Yeah.
Like placing your value on something like that. And plus, as well, there's been times when you're invited to an event and it sounds good on the surface and it's so true. You should really go. You should do that. And you go, right? And you're like, I'm actually quite excited to do this. But one incident with me and Perry happened where we completely misunderstood the event and made absolute knobs of ourselves.
Kids BAFTAs.
Now, this was back in the day when me and Perry were working on Nickelodeon a lot.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon holds a couple of really traumatic red carpet events for us.
Yeah.
Number one would be the Kids BAFTAs, where we were presenting on Kids TV a lot. They said, look, we want you to come down and we want you to host an award. So I'm thinking, yo,
this is really cool.
This is a big deal. Like, it's not the main BAFTAs, it's the Kids BAFTAs, but this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Perry turn up, and we're doing all these interviews along the red carpet. I said, you're here presenting an award. Me and Perry going, yeah, man, we're so blessed to be here. And it's incredible to be part of an event that's celebrating young talent, because me and Perry were really young. Perry was, what, 12, 13? I was 15 years old when we won Britain's Got Talent. And that was because we had a platform. So to know that there's something like the Kids BAFTA, something this prestigious, awards going out to young people with all this talent, makes us feel incredible to be here.
Mm-hmm.
All these reporters are looking and nodding with blank expressions like, yeah, okay. Yeah, it turns out that it's not awards for kids. It's awards for kids television. Yeah. So all these awards are going to
50 production companies.
Just production. Yeah. Like, and the winner is, I'm expecting to go, it's 12-year-old Kyle. No, the winner is CBBC. And about 15, 45-year-olds come up on stage like, we want to say thank you for this award.
Oh,
so, and we were doing the whole red carpet talking like that. We just misunderstood.
So you thought that you were going to be like presenting like inspirational upcoming
young kids and stuff.
And we just got it all wrong.
All wrong.
And we committed to every interview. We meters every
year. Bear in mind, we, even when we were hosting the award, it wasn't until we were one of the first ones to host the award. It wasn't until we hosted the award and I went, it's a bit weird. Then I sat down and I'm pretty sure when I said, look, I came out and I said, we're really excited to be here. And I said something similar to that to a room of people looking very confused. And then we went and sat down. And as the rest of the awards happened, I looked up and I went, we've messed this one up,
But there's also a lot of pressure. And that's what I think that's why I don't like it too. And people are going to laugh because I'm going to talk about like charity ones here in a second. Because so many charities do amazing things, but they do so many things. And they're like, they'll ask you questions about stats on that charity.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm happy to be there and support and do all of that. I do not know the ins and outs.
The specifics of it. You panic.
You know what's interesting about that though? Like, you know, when we were talking about your, you were talking about the money and charity and you gave that despicable answer. So we were talking about it. But when you read the comments, do you know how crazy it is how do I put this? There's so many people that are like not trusting of that like charitable angle.
In the
comments, everyone was like, the money goes somewhere else, don't trust it. And I think to myself, wow, like, is it? I'd never even really deeped it. Until we started like talking and joking about it, I'd never really deeped the fact that there's just like a real like lack of trust with like giving.
Yeah, I think people have just been burned a few times because you do see, maybe it's just because there's been some really big cases of it and you see articles and you see stuff, but there is definitely a thing of charitable organisations or people where the charity is 100% trying to do a good thing, but certain people in there will do certain things. And money.
Someone's giving it a bad name.
And that's my point. Exactly. So it rolls on.
So in that context, Pell, obviously just to kind of like touch again on last week, obviously if it was a really reputable, good children's charity, and you know, like I said, you'd spoken to the parents and you'd had sight of where the money was going. I mean, there was a family waiting their hands out. You know, they were saying, thank you, Perry. And you just had to like pass the money on. You'd give the money.
And it's 5 million to them.
5 million to them or 1 million to you. You'd give it to charity then, wouldn't you, obviously?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What? I just said yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I can change my name to charity.
Okay.
Legally.
Makes sense.
How long does it take to change your name?
Not long at all.
Oh, my God.
This is what I said. I remember when I got married. I don't know why I thought that like you get married and then suddenly, I don't know, someone appears with like a sword and like knights you a different name and stuff for your wife. But I know it sounds dumb. I thought it all automatically happened. But now you have to like fill
pop
in
over
forms.
And change it.
You have to just change your name. I'm like, you could just do that anyway without getting married. Like Jess could just change her name to Jess Kylie.
Really?
Yeah, she could change, and you could just be
that's
like,
easy. I'd rather do that.
No, but you could literally just do that if you wanted.
That's so much easier.
Do you know what I mean?
Has anyone ever asked you if your name's a stage name? People come up to me and say, is your name real? Do they say that to you?
They've asked me if Banjo's a stage name before. Yeah, I feel like you probably wouldn't pick Perry Kylie as a stage name.
Well, people can't pronounce it, so it's...
Yeah.
Which I don't think that...
Even the other day, we did an interview, me and Perry, right? And I felt so bad. Talk about like red carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
We had an event opening up our new studio. It was an open day. We had a press day and all the press came down. Mm-hmm. And this girl came in. Lovely girl. And actually really good at interviews. But she was just like, I'm really, really nervous. I'm super awkward and I'm rubbish at interviews. And we was like, no, you're not. You're doing a great job. And she actually did a great job. But she started her interview. She went, so I'm here with Jordan Banjo and Perry Keeley. Now, normally we would laugh and go, oh, Kylie. But because she had just said, I'm really bad at interviews.
Oh, I would never, ever.
Me and Pell just looked at each other and went, absolutely fine.
Especially because like that's what we've done for such a long time. Mm. I know how awkward you'd feel.
Yeah.
Mm. I genuinely... I might say some rogue things. I'll never make you feel bad over something like that.
And you see some people, I won't say any names, but working with KISS, we've interviewed hundreds of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Some huge celebrities, some not so... No, we have, right? Some huge celebrities, some not so huge celebrities, this and that. Some people, for want of a better word, are just dicks.
Yeah.
They just are. Even the way they just carry themselves in the room. I'm like, bro, you're in a radio studio with no natural light and the lights are off, we've got like a few minutes. Take your sunglasses off and just give me a full answer.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want it to be transparent, I don't want to interview you. Oh, no!
Yes! Yes! Oh! He did it!
Just so you know, I'm not doing the MBE.
Jude.
No, we're spinning the wheel, but we'll make a list.
That's the third of the app as well.
But it's the second. It's only the second.
Jordan's transparent list I've got on my phone. And he's got three marks.
I want two.
Honestly.
The middle finger doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, how?
Right, Pell, let's not divert here.
No, stop. Let me just ask a question. How does me giving the middle finger count?
Because you said the word.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said, I'm going to be transparent with you, and you've done that.
I was acknowledging the... Oh, whatever.
Okay, right. Right, so let's move on from that point. Let's get to the point that matters.
Okay. I'm not doing the NBA for that.
Right.
The
NBA. No, we don't. Said, and you said...
We spin the wheel.
You said...
I'm not doing
okay.
it. No, I didn't. You said I'm doing it, and I said no.
And
I'm
you not, went, all right.
You can't just set that rule. That's so not fair.
You can't change it.
You've put moisturizer on. You haven't even had an NBA yet. Look at him.
1 minute. You bought me a bottle of incredibly black, and I applied it. Oh, it's not my fault if you bought one that was too light.
Well, listen, I'm not... I will do the NBA if we spin the wheel and it lands on me.
Okay, well, I've got an alternative.
Go on.
Okay, so either take that MBE or you answer my question. My would you rather.
All right, go on.
That's all right. Might as well base it around red carpets as well.
Okay.
Would you rather go to every, for the rest of your life, and you have to go to red carpets, you can't just avoid them, go to every red carpet naked.
Yeah.
But you're flaccid. So,
I think I might just...
You have to answer. But you're flaccid, so you've just got your knob out. Yeah,
I'm aware of flaccid and being, what being naked
can,
is.
Or you can go fully clothed, but you got a stiffy.
Stiffy? What is this, 2011?
Yeah, I'm bringing stiffy. It back. Who's joining me? Stiffy. Or you got a rock on, whatever you That's want. Gross. Boner, bonnier.
Right, if it gets me out of the NBA, I'll answer this question. Obviously, fully clothed and an erection.
Really?
Listen... Don't make me feel weird about this.
You've got a big boner too.
Right, you know what? This has been the weirdest episode ever. This has been the weirdest episode ever.
I can't do that.
I don't even know what to say to that. What I was going to say don't make me feel weird, all right? I'm obviously picking fully clothed.
But people are going to see it.
Yeah, but let me explain. I know people are going to see it, but you can always, like, you've got plausible deniability. Just turning up naked, you can't get past that. So, also, the next thing to that as well, let's be honest, people get ones throughout the day.
Oh, all the time.
And I'll tell you what, yeah, I think this is nuts because I think the perception is that if you have one, that you're automatically like in the mood. Sometimes it just happens.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was you going to say?
No, I was going to say, obviously, because I think men can get like 11 boners a day, I think, something like that. But I get them for random things.
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to ask. Like what? I'm going to ask. Like what?
Most cars I get out of, I've got a boner.
Well, I drive you in every day.
Yeah. Oh. It's not while we're driving. It's not while we're driving. It's just weird.
What? The relief of getting out of a car.
I think so. Maybe.
You know what? I'm actually going to Google that.
It's like you get the fresh air. It's like the door opens.
Something hits me, and it. But listen, it's not. Listen, this is what people need to realize as well. Because I know I said to my girlfriend about. How men get like 11 a day or something like that.
Yeah,
she's
Googling
like, what
it.
Do you mean? I was like, no, because you're not like turned on. You're not aroused.
No,
like,
it's not that. It will just randomly happen.
Random boners.
Here we go. On average, most healthy males experience around 10 to 20 erections per day.
To 20? Nearly 20?
No, many of these happen unconsciously and especially during sleep. So during the day, you can get between about 3 and 5 spontaneous erections due to hormones, physical stimulation, or random arousal. Like getting out of the car, according to Perry.
Yeah. No, but that's not, I'm not aroused by the car, I'm just saying. Like,
so in 24 hours, roughly between 10 and 20 is normal. But it varies a lot. Some people can have a lot more.
That's crazy, isn't it?
There's going to be some people bopping about like 40 erections a day, man. Just zero blood flow anywhere else.
When's the last time you had one?
I do you know what? And that is where I draw the line. And
Ash?
That is where I... What do you mean, Ash?
When was the
what
time
do
you,
you
one?
Mean, Ash?
When was the last time?
Ash, do you not answer that? Probably when he was putting on
Oh my God, we're all human. Answer the question.
When he was rubbing incredibly black on his own chest, I mean.
I mean, you're assuming I haven't.
Okay. I think that would you rather will do for the section about my
no, listen
and
you.
Stuff.
Can we just make a pact on here, yeah? Can we just stop with the bonheur chat?
It's bonheur. Yeah. I don't know what word you just said.
Bonheur.
No, we can stop with the bonheur chat. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what bonheur. Yeah.
Still on the table.
All right, sorry I didn't...
Still on the table.
Sorry I didn't pronounce your made-up word correctly.
Bonheur.
Can we stop with the bonheur chat?
That's him. Again, you're the one who said, oh, when I hit this imaginary lever, you have to answer us an unhinged question. You're the one who you didn't sound like that, but you know, you're
yeah, I'm trying to make content.
Well, here's the problem. You want to make content and he wants to just talk about erections.
No, not all the time.
Just no more
No more. Talk about a wild variety of things.
Should we just move on to the interrogation?
No more binyas, okay?
Let's move on to the interrogation.
No one wants to hear it. No one else wants to hear it.
Okay. I think it's fair that we all answer it just quickly. You asked me for like an event, red carpet, always naked or clothed with bonheur. I said clothed with bonheur. What are you saying?
I actually will go clothed.
Clothed bonheur.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Clothed bonheur. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'll go clothed.
Interrogate. Is it me being interrogated?
You'll get interrogated. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quick fire as always. 3, 2, 1. Would you rather always have to move between floors in a building using a fireman's pole or have to run around in circles shouting, guys, I'm here, every time you enter a room?
Fireman's pole.
Would you rather be introduced every time you're on TV as Big Booty Banjo or as Naughty Jordan?
Naughty Jordan.
Would you rather never be able to chew food again and have to swallow everything whole or have to chew every single mouthful for 7 minutes?
Oh, I'll be honest, I'm too much of a greedy cow, so I'm going to have to say just swallow stuff.
Would you rather... Would you rather have a pet goose that emotionally abuses you or have your shadow slut drop once a day when you're in public?
My shadow slut drop.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like a magician as well. I don't want to get emotionally abused
by
a goose.
Okay, wait, one more.
Would you rather have to shout mission complete every time you sit down or have to shout let's go every time you get a phone notification?
I pretty much do that anyway. Ooh! Yeah, I'm doing the let's go one.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Well, wait, that last one, did I have to shout mission complete or just say
shout?
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Fine.
All right. That's fair enough.
I think that's fairly obvious. I think sitting down and saying mission complete every time is awful.
That's nice.
So I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, agreed.
You'd have your shadow slut drop once a day.
Yeah, I think I just look. People think I'm like the next gen, next like Cardi B meets Dynamo. Do you know what I mean? That's just really cool. Like some sort of like magician thing going on.
Dynamo. Shall we? What about?
Did you just call Cardi B Dynamo?
No, you said
the collaboration.
Yeah, I was just trying to cross the names and give you a new.
So I wasn't trying to get you cancelled or anything. Sorry.
Yeah, nearly.
Real close. Real close.
How would a pet goose? How would a pet goose emotionally abuse you?
I think they're quite abusive anyway, geese.
Yeah, you've been chased by one. Crazy, scary.
Awful.
Really?
Can someone tell me the difference between a goose and a swan? I get really confused.
Swan's all white, George. That's
what colour's a goose?
Like grey and black.
I think I've been seeing... There's not swans in Lake Meadows. A goose is
a female duck. No.
Stop. What did you say a goose looks like?
What did I say a goose looks like? A goose is...
Because that looks all white to me, player.
That's a goose.
That's what I'm saying.
No, geese are like grey and black.
No, brother. That's a goose. That's not a swan. Right,
then type in common goose.
No, I think you're thinking about...
Common goose.
You're thinking about the vodka.
No, grey goose.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Domestic goose.
That's not a goose.
It's the same.
That's like the one that lays golden eggs.
That's what you're talking about as well.
That's a goose.
No, they're all geese.
Nah, they're from Canada.
Look, geese. You can get white geese.
So one minute.
Gooses.
So one minute. Goose. Quick question. Is a male goose a goose?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just all goose.
So one minute. The swan is a female.
No, a swan is a different animal.
A swan's a swan.
So that's what I'm saying.
What's a male swan?
A swan.
They're just swans.
I really thought a goose was a...
Yeah, look, I told you because basically...
Swan's completely different.
A swan is basically a goose with a superhero mask. You know, just like the little black mask.
It's got a completely different neck.
That's basically what they are. Like they're just like a goose, but they could just put that little dramatic eyeliner on. That's a swan.
It's a very different animal.
I think they taste the same.
Oh, right.
No,
well, you go to prison if you try and eat a swan.
But you can
really?
Eat goose.
Yeah, it's the...
Are they protected?
Protected by royalty, right?
Oh, okay. Can you eat goose?
See?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Then it is rich, flavourful, often roasted, but used in stews. Can you eat swan?
Goose fat is good for roasting, isn't it?
Yeah, goose salt and potatoes. Yeah. Can you eat swan?
You know,
yes, you can eat swan. It's illegal in many places and considered a taboo food in some cultures. In the UK, all wild swans are protected.
You know, so I read a comment that actually, there was one comment that got me the other week. Mm-hmm. Someone said, it was off the back of one of our TikToks, and someone said, "Cool, Ashley, how can he be the leader of diversity? He's not very bright, is he?"
Oh.
And I just, you know, someone's going to pick up on my questioning, my curiosity over the goose genders, and probably call me thick.
Never.
Well, but I think
no such thing as a stupid question.
Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know.
Right, don't then do that because I just fully backed you.
He did just back you.
No,
stupid fucker.
No, no, you're right. Thank you, Pell. Thank you.
No worries, no worries. You said you'd rather be introduced as Naughty Jordan over Big Booty Banjo.
Yeah, well, yes, 100%. Because really? First of all, yeah, you tell everyone that I've got an arse like a Dorito, so I don't have a big booty.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's why you might want it.
Well, no, I wouldn't want a name. That's a complete lie.
Look, all right, what if you can have the name and you get the booty?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, imagine you're being called out to like boxing match, yeah? Mm. And they go, next to the ring, it's Jordan. You can't say Jordan, Naughty Jordan Banjo, can you?
Yeah, no, you can say Big Booty Banjo.
Yeah, Jordan, Big Booty Banjo.
Well, I think in regards to the boxing side of stuff, I'm definitely going to go for just Naughty Jordan rather than Jordan, Big Booty Banjo.
Really?
Yeah. Would you
think,
not?
I think in the boxing world, Naughty Jordan's worse.
Yeah, Naughty Jordan.
Then Big Booty.
Yeah. See, it could be like you're giving them a good old booty. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I'm going to smash your booty. Boom, boom, boom.
See, could he use that?
That could be your slogan.
Well, my slogan is, I'm going to smash your booty.
Okay. Yeah, like if you imagine...
Cheers, guys. I think I'll leave the boxing advice, not from you two. If that's
no,
okay.
You can be like the world champ, bro. Big Booty Banjo, get ready for me to smash your booty.
That's so true. That's such a good point, Ash. Well
Don't
done.
Think?
What would you want? How many booties do you reckon you would... In the boxing world,
yeah.
How many booties do you reckon you'd smash?
How many rounds?
Do you reckon you go all 12 rounds, or do you reckon you get it done in one? Answer my question.
Yeah. I hate you both. Should we get a would you rather from someone else?
Yeah, come on.
Who's it from?
Rebecca.
Brolo Rebecca.
She says, would you rather freestyle a routine in front of thousands at the O2 or do a perfectly rehearsed routine but you're in your local supermarket?
I'm going to say it takes me back.
It takes me back
to the O2.
I'm not even going to jump on that story. Tell
yeah, because you kind of did a combination of both, I suppose.
So this story is we were on your stag do.
My stag do.
It was one of the first things we did, right? And I sort of turned Jordan's stag do into a week, and it was you versus all of us.
Yeah.
And we had to do challenges throughout the week.
To win points.
And whoever got the most points won the week and therefore didn't have to do the challenge. And the losers had to partake in a challenge, which we decided at the start of the week was tattoo roulette.
That's it. Boom.
And we all put ideas into a little lockable box and the losers had to pick and get whatever they picked. Pell, did you end up getting one?
He didn't.
So we lost in the end, didn't we?
Yeah, you've got Where's Wally in there.
Yeah, so on my hand, I have a little Where's Wally tattoo, because that was my one. And on my body, I have a...
Random Wally.
I have a Wally.
So you have
somewhere.
To find Wally, which is fun. Where is he?
So we'll move on.
So jump in the comments. Let us know what you think.
Guess where Ash's Wally is.
Try and guess where Ash's Wally is.
Wally. Not we. Wally. Guess where Ash's Wally is.
But one of the challenges... was I challenged Jude. We were about to go into one of the, what was it? One of the boom battle bar at the O2. But before we got there, I said, you have to go into the main like foyer of the O2. I'm going to put this speaker up. You're going to dance our winning routine from Britain's Got Talent on your own with the music booming in the foyer of the O2. Are you going to do it to get the point or are we? And you said,
absolutely no way. Bearing in mind, 9 times out of 10, especially in those days, and these to be fair, I'm just at like the back left somewhere. So like there's formations that are happening. I'm just standing there like a tree in the back. It's just really awkward. Which would make no sense. At least someone like you, because look, spoiler alert, Ash ended up doing it and representing for the team. And you fully did that routine.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to get the point for the team.
Yeah, so but you're smack bang in the middle. It kind of made a bit more sense. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like you were leading stuff.
There's nothing about it that makes sense.
It was
standing
awful.
There at the O2 and Anton Deck went, diversity, and I had to just do the full routine in the middle
of the
O2.
What, in that moment I thought I was happy it wasn't obviously me doing it, and I thought this is going to be hilarious to watch. That was one of the cringiest things I've ever seen.
It was so bad.
Because you know what naturally happens as well, people then see Ash and there's music playing and people like start to gather around, start to make like
it became
a
crowd. They went, oh, that's Ashy Banjo, and then you had to kind of start turning the performance element up a little bit because it was starting to get a bit of the crowd. So you ended up then going from a joke with the lads like, hey, to fully doing a 15-year-old routine on your own in the middle of the O2.
And then at the end of that routine, right, because obviously the routine would have been 15 years prior to this moment, I used to win the routine with a flip that I can no longer do. So it got to the end of the routine and the boys were like, do it, do it. I ended up having to just go... pretend and then walk off.
Yeah.
Whole crowd standing there watching me. I did win the point, but I can tell you now it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it was a
it's funny,
real
people
bad
would have
thing.
Gone home and thought, Never guess what I'll see today. I'll see a performance from Ashley Banjo.
In
the,
O2,
in the O2 Arena. For free.
Honestly, worst moment.
So based on that, you're definitely picking the show, no?
At the O2.
I can tell you now I'm picking the show.
Oh yeah, freestyling the show.
100%. What? I'm going for the fully rehearsed one.
In the supermarket?
At the supermarket, 100%.
Can I ask one little caveat then? Does fully rehearsed imply that we do it with the group, or it's a routine you've rehearsed still solo?
No, it said fully rehearsed with the group.
No, it didn't.
No group.
It's a routine you've prepped, but it's still on your own. So you haven't got anyone backing you up.
I think I'd freestyle.
Would you? How long did it say for a few minutes, was it?
It just says freestyle a routine. That's all it says. And I just think, firstly, O2 is huge.
Mm.
I hate to toot our own horn here, blow our own trumpet. We've done that a few times now.
Mm-hmm.
The back of that room is far away. They can't see you anyway. You're like an ant on that stage. And also, by the time you do a backflip, people cheer. So I feel like I'm absolutely fine. Do a few flips. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
By the time I do a couple of flips, I think I'm fine.
Well,
I mean, a few points.
I hear it.
Blow a kiss.
Yeah, he's definitely picking freestyle.
I think I'm fine. I'll freestyle it.
I'm picking rehearsed routine in supermarket.
Really?
No one said what time I have to go. I'll go 24 hour with Tesco, 2 in the morning. Down one of the random aisles.
Yeah.
And what do you prefer? Because what these will both get out on TikTok. Because someone will record you.
Oh no! You never said that.
But this is just the day we live in.
To be fair, it might go viral. Exactly. People love seeing a random little dance. I think seeing someone performing at a show. It's just another clip show.
Yeah.
See someone banging out a routine in the middle of a Tesco.
Just that, you know, in the moment they've got a cringe factor. For me, nothing cringes me more. You know, when you're scrolling or whatever, you see people to a big crowd being cringy.
Yeah,
that's worse for me than at least if you're cringy in private and then it gets out there as content, fair enough, everyone dances on their own. I think it's so cringy when you see people, especially like people who used to be sick back in the day on a stage, sort of like
genuine
some of that, and then like, you know, they're like trying
genuine.
To hype the crowd
shame.
Up
genuine.
Oh, don't name it, he's a legend, man, don't name it.
No, he's a legend, but... yeah, he's a legend, but when I see him go oh, and he's in the little skinny jeans and that silk shirt,
oh man, it's crazy.
And
it's crazy, he's tricking his tongue and all sorts, man,
and people, and they don't even sing the songs properly anyway.
What about Cisco? He's about 50, he's still doing one-handed cartwheels.
Big up Cisco though, he's dope.
Big up Cisco, he's sick, but
yeah.
The one handed cartwheel ain't the one though.
Ain't the one now.
I know,
legs a bit bent, he ain't got it anymore.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
So
we're creeping there, Ash. We're creeping there.
Should we wrap this one up, boys?
Let's do it.
There's no point getting the wheel out this week. So should we just go on to...
No. He said if I answered his question, then I didn't have to do it.
Well, let's get the bell, then we'll decide. Ready? It's time for Jordan doing Ashley Banjo's massive big end. Hit the bell, come on.
No, I've reworked that. No.
All right. It is time... for Ashley Banjo's massive big end, done by Jordan.
Can I quickly jump in because I got a message from Alice.
Okay.
Who says that every time Ash says that, all she can hear every episode is time for Ashley Banjo's massive bell end. And the funny thing is, that's kind of what we're alluding to.
Mm. I wasn't.
Me neither, no.
Wait, so why do we do it then?
Just to bring it into the pod.
Yeah, massive big end, play on words, MBE.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's supposed to be like massive bell end.
No, just massive big end. We're just trying to
just like the massive, just a massive big end to the pod.
What's the big end? Woo. Nothing to do with bell ends.
Yeah, that's just you.
Once again, we're back to the whole Bonnier side of stuff.
And
so
I hope you don't.
You.
I hope that's not one of your random moments in the day.
Yeah. No, but would you rather?
Oh. Right, no, right. Let's go. So, George, what is it? Should we pick? Why are you getting the wheel out? Come on.
Right, let me tell you why I'm getting the wheel.
All right, let's.
No, wait.
Can we very quickly stop before we even get into this?
Yeah.
He's not tanned at all.
Not at all.
There's not one
not
part
a
of
smidge.
Him that is bronzed.
Wait. Who bought this? Because it does, to be fair, if you can't see it, there is a bottle that, like you know, it says incredibly black, ultra powerful, 10 times double dark lotion.
Yeah, that's...
Now, maybe it's going to... Maybe, like, it takes a little while to kick in.
Well, we've been chatting for about an hour
I put it on and nothing's happened. So that's not...
I've realised it's for when you go in the sun.
Okay.
basically, it's...
It's suntan lotion.
It just helps you tan.
Right. Producer Rob!
But it's got a good name.
It's got a good name. And do you know what, Ash? Well done. You got out of it.
Congratulations.
Well, to be fair, I committed anyway.
You committed.
Thanks.
Now, back to the other point a bit. Perry said, if you answered this crazy question about being naked and having a random erection and stuff, I wouldn't have to automatically do the MBE. Now, who knows? I'm going to spin it. You're going to spin it. It might still land on me. I'm sure you manifested it. And I won't moan if it lands on me. Okay. I won't moan.
What about this then? If it lands on you, you pick, you do it this weekend, next week. That's fair enough.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
What are you talking about? Or if you haven't even done an MBE. You moisturised your arms. Stop trying to stress me out.
If it lands on me or Pearl, we rock, paper, scissors.
No. Stop trying to stress me out, because you're going to stress me out, then I'm going to get all catty and get annoyed, and then people in the comments are going, oh, Jordan's so angry. I'm angry because you boys are trying to throw me under the bus again. Just spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on does the MBE. Spin it. Oh my gosh, suck that massive.
Use, honestly.
Suck it! Oh, it feels good. Yeah. Oh, it feels good. Yeah.
Where's the box?
I don't know, but you know.
Let me find the box.
Oi. Hey. Hey, dickhead.
This is what I hate the most about Jules.
Oh my gosh. Right,
when you're on the receiving end of this.
Hang on, think about what he tried to do
No, I'm not discrediting that.
And now, karma, in the words of JoJo Siwa, karma's a bitch. I should have known better. Pick. Oh God.
Here we go. For the second time in a row.
What does it say?
Nope.
What does it say? What does it say?
I'll be sick.
What does it say?
Would you rather take 3 big bites of an onion?
That's so good. That's really good. That's easy.
Or
it's a raw onion.
Brag. Oh yeah, I'll do that one.
What?
Oh, he's got a good
100%.
One.
100%. What?
Switcheroo. Pick one of the other two.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. No. Eat a whole ice lolly within 15 seconds.
I'm sick of this. I'll do it for free anyway.
So Emily says take 3 big bites of an onion, and Braggers says eat a whole ice lolly within 15 seconds.
All right, so what one are you picking?
I'm going to pick eating ice lolly within 15 seconds.
Okay, by the magic of podcasts, we now have a Calippo.
Oh, nice.
Ice cold, beautiful flavour. It's orange, classic. So Ash, your challenge is obviously to eat this in 15 seconds as your MBE,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think that if you don't do it in 15 seconds, there should be some repercussions. So we have also got you an onion.
Oh, nice. It's not even peeled.
Quite a lot of skin.
1 minute.
Yeah.
So I've now got to do both.
Well, no.
No. If that one fails.
You've got 15 seconds. You've got to get the lid off the Calippo and eat the full thing.
Shut up.
If you don't do it,
listen,
if you don't do it,
George,
you've got
to
take 3 bites of the onion.
It wasn't.
Here we go.
The MBE. Here we go. Otherwise,
you could just fail on purpose. 3, 2, 1. The time's starting.
No.
Ash.
All right. Go. Hurry up.
That was crazy.
Go on.
No. Ash. What?
It's cold, man.
Okay, you're
I'm not going to do it. What's the point?
Okay, you're on 11 seconds. Okay. All right, so, okay.
Go.
3 big bites.
3 big bites. And
go.
You've got to swallow it.
Big bite. Big
hurry
bite.
Up. Bite go, from go, now. Go, go,
go. Right, both of you, shut up.
Come on, chicken. 3, 2, 1, big bite. Come
3,
on.
3, 2, I just get it. Get through the skin.
On. Yeah, come on, big bite.
Oh, come on, it's not that deep. Right, don't spit on us.
Right, you got to actually bite it. Oh, put it in your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Get some of the skin off. I love an onion.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, you won't even eat it.
Is that really that bad for you?
No, not for me. I think it's good for him though. But you get the bad tummy on red onions.
I do. I just recently found out I'm intolerant to onions.
Tough to break down.
Right,
coming in. Here we go. The suspense is real.
3 bites. You've got to swallow them all as well. 3, 2,
I'm not swallowing
1.
It.
Go.
What, you're not just going to bite and spit out.
Yeah, what's the point?
Huh? What's the point?
Ash, you've got to just bite and spit out onion.
You've got to get it gone.
Well, Ash.
Big bite.
Ash.
That's surface.
Ash. I can see how much has come off the onion.
You hate onion.
Next bite.
Oh, my God. Oh. Swallow it.
Go on, get it gone. Bit of chewing.
Oh, don't be sick.
Bye, everyone.
He's trying to wrap up the pod.
I'll see you next week.
Here we go. Another episode of Brothers Uncovered. Dad, like, share, subscribe. We love you, bro. Lows in a bit.
See ya. Peace. Bye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.